And now to your letters about last Friday's program. We concluded our series of conversations in York, Pennsylvania, about race. Responses to these frank discussions between voters of different backgrounds have consistently filled our mailbox. This time, many of you wrote in to criticize the series for overemphasizing the relevance of race in the presidential election. Robert Wolf of Keauau, Hawaii, writes this: "Isn't it about time that you got over your obsession with race? Long before the election, and ever since, we have had daily stories about the race of the president-elect. America has accepted the election, and so accepted the race of the president-to-be. Let go. The rest of us have, long ago." We also received the opposite reaction from many of you. Titus Levi of Los Angeles sums up that perspective. He writes, "This is smart journalism providing a sustained focus on a body of issues that Americans need to keep talking and talking about. One reason why we have seen so little movement on racial issues is that we lack a forum for talking about race with the commitment needed to move the conversation forward. Please keep going back to York. There's more to learn, there's more to hear, there's more to say." Now, something completely different also inspired a lot of emails. In light of the new James Bond film, I talked on Friday with Drew Kerr. He's a blogger who has ranked his top 20 James Bond theme songs. His number one is from the 1967 film You Only Live Twice.
You only live twice.
Well, many of you did not agree with some of Mr. Kerr's rankings. Doug Barrick of Baltimore was especially peeved. He writes, "Live and Let Die at number 9, Spy Who Loved Me at number 8, A Bag of Sawdust could come up with a better ranking than this. It's good that, as you say, your song critic has a day job." Well, our song critic has at least one fan in Michael Birdsong of Boulder, Colorado. He writes, "Drew Kerr put into words all the ideas and opinions I've ever had about what makes a great song for 007. He goes on, "My only gripe, and let's face it, everyone has some gripe about a ranking list, is that my all-time favorite Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon was not ranked in the top 4. At least it did make the music interlude at the end of the story." I'm with you, Michael Birdsong. You can rank us or send us your criticism or compliments by going to npr.org/contact. Please tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.